Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Monday, April 20th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon heard frustration from business leaders at a venture capital summit in Jackson last week. KHOL's Evan Robinson Johnson reports.
Among the top complaints, a statewide housing shortage that's chilled hiring, local mayors pushing back against development opportunities. Wyoming's top government official says both issues should be fixed at the ballot box.
But if you're not growing, you're dying, and we need to figure out how to grow.
He declined to endorse a gubernatorial candidate, but said they should all be thinking of Wyoming's business community. He sees growth opportunities with upcoming nuclear power and data centers.
First, we need to make it easier to do all types of business here.
There was record turnout for the third such summit. About 70 funders and founders RSVP'd. For KHOL News, I'm Evan Robinson Johnson.
St. John's Health in Jackson is looking at various strategies to keep its finances afloat after a tough year for rural hospitals. KHOL's Jenna McMurtry reports voters could cut another source of funding this fall.
A November property tax ballot measure could slash statewide property taxes by 50%. That would mean hefty cuts to public services like hospitals. St. John's Health Board Chair Pam Cutler says the board is yet to decide how it will fill the gap. But fundraising, asking voters to raise local property taxes, and expanding cancer treatment are all on the table.
Our finance team is considering all kinds of ways to increase revenue and to cut things that we can cut.
The hospital district can legally levy up to twice what it does now. A vote to change that could land on a ballot in May, August, or November of any year. For KHOL, I'm Jenna McMurtry.
Teton Valley Healthcare in Driggs, Idaho has announced that the Teton Ranch Foundation is the donor behind $1.5 million it received earlier this year. The amount and donor were anonymous before. KHOL reported in February that the hospital had been weeks away from closing its doors before a donor stepped in to save it. The man behind the rescuing foundation is billionaire Thomas Tull. The tech and film investor is a major landowner in Teton Valley. He has donated to the hospital in the past, as well as to other local organizations. Much of the water used by data centers is not being reported publicly. That raises transparency concerns across our drought-prone region, a hotspot for the industry. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radle has more.
Data centers power everything from streaming to artificial intelligence, and they rely on water to keep computer servers from overheating. But researchers say a fast-growing problem is how little is known about their total water use.
If we don't have the data, if we don't have the transparency, we're just walking in the dark.
That's Anna Pinyeu-Prevet, co-author of a new study out of the University of Illinois on data center water use. She says the gap includes both direct water use at facilities and indirect use tied to electricity generation, creating challenges for policymakers and utilities planning for future growth.
We cannot write policy if we don't have data.
National estimates suggest data centers used about 17 billion gallons of water in 2023, and demand is expected to rise as AI and cloud computing expand. She says better transparency could help the West weigh trade-offs as demand for data and water continue to grow. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radle.
And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a look at what happened this week in Wyoming history.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from history from around the state. According to the Wyoming Historical Society, on April 19, 1944, there was a wrapping bag shortage in the state. On April 20, 1868, the Union Pacific Railroad began selling lots for the new town of Laramie, Wyoming Territory. On April 21, 1871, convicted murderer John Boyer was hanged in Laramie. He was the first Wyomingite to be legally hanged. On April 22, 1903, a committee of South Cheyenne citizens was formed to try to secede from Cheyenne so that a brewery could be built. On April 23, 1950, the Lander Town Council outlawed bison in town. Any stray bison was to be taken for steaks for the mayor and council members. On April 24, 1886, Laramie children were warned about jumping rope to excess. On April 24, 1903, President Theodore Roosevelt dedicated the new stone archway at the north entrance to Yellowstone National Park. And, according to the University of Wyoming American Heritage Center, on April 23, 1975, the first Elizabethan festival was held on campus. It was on Shakespeare's birthday. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Which 1990 Tom Selleck Western was partly filmed in Cody? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. And before we get to answering Friday's trivia question, I do have a bit of an addition to last week's question about a Wyoming connection with the Artemis mission. Not only did a Gillette company produce deflector parts for the Artemis launch pad, it turns out the crew spent a lot of time getting fit for the mission at Lander's National Outdoor Leadership School. Well, it seemed to work. As for Friday's question, what one-time Wyoming gubernatorial candidate was abducted by aliens? That was Albany County's Pat McGuire, who unsuccessfully contested the 1982 and 1986 Democratic primaries. McGuire once ran using the campaign slogan, "A vote for me is a vote for extraterrestrials." Now, you may laugh, but McGuire was reportedly directed by an alien where to drill for water and ended up with a very productive well. Go figure. Congratulations to Garrett Whitney, who was the first person with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow. Thank you.